Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Traffic at the RATP will improve significantly tomorrow, according to the Paris Transport Authority. In metros, buses, and trams, there will be fewer difficulties. On the other hand, the RER will still be very disrupted. At the SNCF, disruptions will also continue tomorrow. The railway company suggests that travelers who can postpone or cancel their trips do so. Meanwhile, fuel shipments are resuming at the Esso ExxonMobil refinery in Port-Jérôme Gravenchon in Seine-Maritime after several days of strike. The employees of other French refineries are continuing their movement. François Bayrou and 10 other people are sent back to court in the case of modem MP assistance. This was decided by two Parisian investigating judges. The defendants are suspected of having used European funds to hire parliamentary assistants who, in fact, worked for the party. This supposedly occurred between 2009 and 2014. According to the order of judges, François Bayrou appears as the person in charge of the installation of the fraudulent system. A charred body was found near Besançon. A walker made the macabre discovery this morning in a forest. All we know for now is that the victim is a man. An autopsy will be performed tomorrow to clarify the circumstances of the tragedy. And an investigation for assassination has been opened, even if the hypothesis of suicide is not completely ruled out, according to the prosecutor. The French women's soccer team no longer has a coach. Corinne Diacre has been dismissed from her post, as several players from Les Bleus have left the team, pointing to a failing management. The president by interim of the French Soccer Federation, Philippe Diallo, explains that he made this decision so that the team can be in the best possible condition for the World Cup this summer. And then Météo France places 11 departments under orange alert for tomorrow. The Breton coasts are on alert for wave submersion. Violent winds are expected in the south, from the Pyrénées Orientales to the Alpes-Maritimes, and both Corsican departments are also concerned. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.